BFBS, the Forces Station, with Iron Maiden drummer Nico McBrain, who recently sat down with us backstage at the Royal Albert Hall for the 52nd Mountbatten Festival of Music. Now, he told us all about his involvement in this year's show and how it actually began when he came to a show a few years ago.
When we came to the show, he came up and it was like, oh, and they were representing Prodigy after the halftime change round. And I was like, wait a minute, these are all Marines bands, they're playing a Prodigy, this is crazy, you know. And I was so stoked. And and it was suggested, would you like to do next year's? And I went, is the Pope a Catholic? Of course I'd love to do it. I mean, what an honour, a great honour to be asked to do it and be involved. And so that's how that came about. And but it's 2 years later, so... I'm still here.
I'm so glad it's happening. And we've met with some of the drummers actually today, and I've had to ask them, like, how do you feel? Because the headline reads that it's the Royal Marine drummers having a drum off with you.
Oh, that's right. Well, we know who wins that one for
yes,
sure.
Yes, we do
hands
know
down,
who wins.
Not me.
Well, I think we've definitely split the room, because half of the people out there say, yeah, I'm going to give it a really good go, and the other half are sweating a little bit.
Oh, bless, yeah. Well, that's probably because they're not feeling very well.
Game.
Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills. You're listening to BFBS chatting with Nicko McBrain from the band, who let it slip to us that his one-of-a-kind drum kit for the Mountbatten Festival of Music cost over £30,000 to make. But then he started telling us that it could be yours.
We've had the kit made specially for this, just for this event, and it goes online and people can open a bidding for it, and it closes on November the 14th. The online bids, so we're hoping that...
Got time to save up the pennies,
absolutely,
have I?
Absolutely, yes. I'm hoping it's going to raise lots of coins for the charity. It's such a unique drum set. I mean, I looked at it when I first saw it, and I thought, oh, and it sounds so good too. The idea was to put different uniforms on Eddie, keeping the same face of Eddie in different poses. So on the 6-inch, we have a cross, because I'm a born-again Christian, and on the cross is a poppy, which is probably my favourite drum, actually, because it's just when I saw it, I went, oh my God, it's got a poppy on it, that's brilliant. I mean, I never use it, to be honest with you.
Why is it there?
I can't get around there anymore. I mean, when I was a young'un about 20 years ago, I could hit it. So, no, it's really, I do use them. At the end of songs, I'll get a clap. I have to stand up to hit it. Anyway, so the 6-inch, then on the 8-inch, I have an Eddie-ized growler from Jaguar cars. That's my favourite car. I love them. So then that's got a Commando Berry on it. Then the next one down, I think, is the 1664 Burford Accor Eddie. I say Eddie. I mean, you know, it's the uniform that's the priority here. And then we've got Battle of Trafalgar. Then there's a Second World War with the guy with the Sten gun. Mm. So that said, then we have a Falklands Eddie. And I do believe there is a current Commando Eddie on there. And then there's the Bugler, which is probably most of the drumline's favourite, because it's actually a picture of Stu Warmington. And he took his picture from the core, and we just Eddie-ized it. But it doesn't look any different, does it?
We'll be right back.
Aces High, one of the three Iron Maiden tracks performed with the legendary drummer himself, Nicko McBrain, at this year's Mountbatten Festival of Music, which you can hear in full later this year on BFBS, the Forces Station. And Nicko, thank you so much for your time. Do you have a message for the troops before we let you go?
Yes, stay safe and well, everybody out there, and keep your head down, and I look forward to seeing you all soon. Take care. God bless you all.